Today on The Topping Show, Matt Walsh versus a grief counselor author who killed her husband, a 2024 video of Nancy Pelosi saying Democrats need to repeal the filibuster goes viral yet again, Bentley claims they will not convert their first EV into a gas-powered vehicle, and Ford recalls some of their vehicles for having an inverted infotainment display. All of that and much more on The Topping Show. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to tune in today. Today's episode of The Topping Show is proudly sponsored by Topping Technologies. Topping Technologies is an IT value-added reseller and services company with a special proficiency in IT security. Heck, see a founder at least twice a day. I gotta say he's quite handsome and brilliant. East me, see, that's a joke. If you're an IT leader or a business owner, reach out to the team at sales@toppingtechnologies.com. Also, still giving away a free flamethrower with every IT purchase, with Picatinny rail adapters, so you can mount it to any standard AR-15, like all awesome accessories can be. Go to toppingtechnologies.com and click the flamethrower button to learn more and see me shooting a flamethrower. And lastly, trying to get 6,000 subscribers by the end of the month, so if you can click that button and tell your friends and your enemies, I would greatly appreciate it. Now going over to the business part of the podcast, you have Bentley saying, "Don't worry, we're not going to turn our first EV into a gas-powered vehicle." Disappointing all 13 people who would have bought it, perhaps. Now, thanks to Motor1.com, specifically Jeff Perez, and he says, quote, "Bentley has no intention of converting its first EV into gas-powered. The company's urban SUV will arrive before the end of the year and will be entirely electric for all 18 people who want to buy it." I'm only partially exaggerating. Probably only 3 people want to buy it. Oh, I'm sorry. I should put a visual disclaimer on the screen because you can now see something that is debatably more viscerally disgusting than my face. Bentley SUV, which, dear God, is disgusting. It looks like a bastardized Kia. And Lord knows that's going to cost a lot more than a Kia and be as reliable as, well, a Ford vehicle, which is saying something. Again, credit to Mr. Perez over at Motor1.com. He says, quote, "Even amid ongoing uncertainty, Bentley is plowing ahead with its first fully electric vehicle. Described as a luxury automaker as the urban SUV, the electric crossover is expected to arrive by the end of the year, and unlike some competitors, well, pretty much everyone on the planet, it won't be reworked to accommodate an internal combustion engine, so that company can actually make a goddamn profit." Okay, I added that last part, but yeah, they're going to lose a lot of money on this crap. They say, speaking to journalists during a recent roundtable, Bentley CEO Frank Stefan Walsire said he was maybe he was drunk. He says he is confident in the direction of the brand's first EV. He confirmed that the company had no intention of adding internal combustion variant, range extender, or plug-in hybrid to the upcoming electric SUV, emphasizing that the model is designed to attract a new group of customers while complementing their existing combustion lineup. I'm sorry, you're going to see the front of this vehicle. Very, very much like myself, looks worse than the rear, which, oh dear God. Move over, Jaguar. Here's another big piece of shit. Now, he says, quote, "We're targeting and looking for new customers. That's in addition to our current business. I strongly believe that we have a very interesting offering, and we have no intention of adding an ICE engine or plug-in hybrid drivetrain. First, it's technically not feasible. And second, it's not part of a strategy," unquote. Which, I don't know, I'm pretty sure you should have a strategy to, you know, make money. I don't think that's their strategy. And again, this is in terms of this picture, this is the urban SUV rendered by Motor1.com, apparently. Now, they say Russell Sire also confirmed the vehicle is currently undergoing testing and remains on track for a full reveal before the end of the year. Bentley's first EV will ride on Volkswagen Group's PPE electric drivetrain, since, again, they own the company. They say, which already underpins models like the Audi Q8 e-tron and Porsche Macan Electric. They say specific powertrain details have yet to be announced. However, in a previous interview, Russell Sire said the CEO's charging performance is extraordinarily good. They say at the roundtable, he reiterated that the vehicle should be capable of recovering about 100 miles of range in roughly 7 minutes. More details are expected to be closer by the end of the year when Bentley officially unveils the first EV. Which, yeah, it's one of those things where there's a market for this crap. I think that market is about 18 people. It's one of those things where there's some people who want a luxurious EV. Again, probably 18 people. It's where Bentleys are already comically unreliable. They comically depreciate like a rock. Now, make it electric. This thing will probably cost, how much do you think? A Bentley SUV? $150,000 or something stupid like that? After 3 years of driving it, it'll probably be worth like $18. or maybe about 350. And most companies are backpedaling, or a nice way of saying it is pivoting their strategy to have, again, hybrids and internal combustion engines in their SUVs, because, spoiler alert, they're infinitely more profitable. I mean, look at Ford. They lost $53,000 per EV sold in 2025. I mean, Porsche, all their profits at Porsche, again, specifically that part of the division of Volkswagen, I mean, their profits were down like, what, 98%? Honda, for the first time in like 50 plus years, had their first loss because of all the money they pissed away in EVs. And I mean, if you're someone who has so much money to piss away on a luxury vehicle, what's the upside of getting an EV? It's just one of those things where, I mean, maintenance alone is going to be comical in these things. And again, in terms of the cost already being there, in terms of the underlying infrastructure of the vehicle, the powertrain, I guess I think it's also one of the reasons why Bentley isn't as popular as it used to be with so many parts sharing. But it's an instance where, yeah, it'll be a glorified Volkswagen with some extra pieces bolted on there. But again, we'll see how many people want this. I suspect very few, but let me know your thoughts, because, as always, be fascinated to hear what you have to say. Now, going over to the Culture Part podcast, you have Matt Walsh reacting to a grief author who apparently allegedly killed her husband. Now, this part was thanks to the New York Post as well as Matt Walsh's blog. A New York Post says, quote, "Grief author Corey Richens is found guilty of fatally poisoning her husband for his $4 million estate." And here you can see the soulless wife and husband with the kids. And Matt Walsh says, quote, "There's no more good, more reason why she should," or sorry, he says, quote, "There's no good, more reason why she should not simply be taken outside in the morning after her conviction and hanged. This woman has lost her right to exist," unquote. The only question is it hung or hanged? One of those things where, kind of like who and whom? 18 people probably know the correct answer. And Lord knows, I'm not one of them. And again, $4 million estate. Matt Walsh came pretty viral. Got 1.6 million views and 40,000 likes. My first comments comes to us thanks to Conservative Alternatives. This quote, "She honestly looks like an alien." Was it psychotomy? "Remains undefeated." Which, yeah, soulless eyes. More soulless than my own, which is saying something. One of the first comments, contrarian comments, comes to us thanks to Zila, saying, quote, "You claim to be pro-life while openly calling for someone's execution." Now, as youth might say, she was ratioed beyond all belief because she got 99 likes. Matt Walsh simply says, correct, gained 2,900 likes. One of the most rudimentary thing that leftists say is, you can't be pro-life and pro-death penalty. No duh, you can't, obviously. Child is innocent by its very definition. It didn't choose to be born into the world or conceived, but it was. Or he or she was. The instance where, yeah, the child innocent, didn't do anything. This piece of shit, mom, killed her husband. Yeah, that was a cognitive decision she made. Yeah, death penalty should absolutely be on the table. You also have Peter the Patriot saying, quote, "So the pro-life position now includes hanging people the morning after conviction." Got it. He only got 49 likes now. Matt Walsh goes, yes, it does. Getting 779 likes. Jack Posobiec says she has the same lawyer as Tyler Robinson, who allegedly killed Charlie Kirk. Got 596 likes. Or sorry, 496 likes. The arson known as Jess says, quote, "Now let's investigate Erica Kirk. Why does she get to cash in scot-free?" Getting 2,000 likes, which, yeah, she was very excited, and yeah, it was really weird to have her on stage bombastically putting on a show after Charlie was assassinated. Libs Hata says, "We don't use the death penalty enough." True. Getting 399 likes. Archetype Theory says, quote, "Sounds like Erica Kirk, TBH. It's weird how spouses are the highest and most likely suspect, but not for Charlie Kirk," getting 199 likes. Revealer says, "Green Line Theory could have saved his life. Rest in peace, Eric Richens." Here's a picture of the husband and wife. The husband is standing straight, or his head is, you know, straight, and the wife is, her head is cocked to her left, so it's at an angle. And they got 288 likes. Fred says, "Playing should be a better punishment for this heinous crime," getting 10 likes. You also have B Motor says, "I'm past the point of just wanting them in prison." It's a picture of some gallows, getting 37 likes. Whitney Swole says, imagine hating your children that much too," getting 237 likes. Kyle Ohio says, "Watch them give her the toughest sentence possible for a woman like her, 18 hours of community service," getting 221 likes, which, yeah, it is kind of disgusting how, yeah, it's one of those things where in terms of the punishment of the whole court system is very, very lenient on women, well, especially when getting to things like parental rights. Jason Robertson says, quote, "One of the quickest and most effective ways to stop crime in America will be quick, swift, and public justice. This position is not unprecedented in America or in the world. Okay, 176 likes, which, Lord knows, yeah, our justice system is by no means quick, not effective. And I was, yeah, it's disgusting that in many cases it takes decades to convict someone to the point of a death penalty. Should not take decades. We also have Oliver Royds says, sorry, I read her book at value and it's not changed my mind. Yeah, what was that douchey comedian that threw Dave Chappelle under the bus? Patrick Osborne, little weasel? He has a t-shirt that says, believe women. Looks like the biggest simp of the world there. Again, 13 likes. Also have Down Mountain Irrigation. It's a picture of a guy and a girl. Guy goes, what are you doing? Are you trying to cry? The girl goes, I'm sad. And 26 likes. Freedom Enthusiast said, quote, if we punish people appropriately for their crimes, things like this would not happen. Getting 86 likes. Daniel Romeo says, grief author. Now that's poetic. Getting 17 likes. Chad Short says, bring back the plank. Getting 10 likes. RT says, in my opinion, whatever belongs to her husband also belongs to the wife. So why did she poison her husband for something they both own? Makes zero sense. Getting 6 likes. Rose Duffy says, quote, she was having an affair with another man and wanted to take her husband's money. She couldn't take it if she voluntarily left him, so she did the psycho thing instead, getting 7 likes. Someone else is saying prenup. Steve Fur says, maybe she should try attending her husband's funeral in a glittery pantsuit, fake tears, and pyrotechnics, getting 44 likes, which, yeah, that was Erica Kirk. Maria Red Claw says, quote, the good people of the world have been subjugated into believing killing evil is bad, getting 70 likes. Unfiltered Chinmay says, quote, even if the crime feels unforgivable, endorsing extrajudicial killings erodes the rule of law. Relying justice is meant to be measured, not fueled by vengeance. Well, again, we're not saying we're going to kill people or assign the death penalty if you jaywalk. But yeah, throughout U.S. history, we used to be very much pro-death penalty, and back then the crime rate was very much lower than it is now. They also got 27 likes. Ahu Lavi says, funny how the media finds nuance in everything until the victim is a husband and the motive is money. Gain 20 likes. There. Sovereign Economy says, the American justice system exerts too much empathy for heinous criminals and practically zero empathy for those who are victimized by them. Absolutely insanity. Gain 79 likes. There. A lot of people just saying this story break my heart. Yeah, in terms of a harsh penalty, again, most states in the United States don't even have death penalty as an option for judges to assign to crimes. You also have Melina Smores saying, quote, I like the part where the husband and his family set up the trust with a sister named on it, and the wife didn't know until after she killed the husband. Hangings is too kind, by the way. I agree, but I agree with the ends of it. Okay, 141 likes. Yeah. So, yeah, for once, I think Matt Walsh, or not once, every once in a while, Matt Walsh is pretty much on point. In this case, I absolutely agree. But let me your thoughts, because, as always, be fascinated to hear what you have to say. Now, going over to the Political Part podcast, you have an old video of Nancy Pelosi talking about repealing the filibuster, getting rid of it, going viral again on social media. This broadcaster thinks you and wokeness, and he says, quote, Nancy Pelosi in 2024, without too much further ado, the greatest stock trader in history. And, of course, she has a Ukrainian flag, a lapel pin. The American flag and the Ukrainian flag. Again, a country most Americans can't even point to on a map, and in no way pretty much helps us economically, but nevertheless.
It makes a big difference.
That would take 2/3 in the Senate. You think the Democrats can get 2/3 in the Senate?
No, it doesn't get 2/3. No, it doesn't. I mean, 60 votes is the Senate now, but if we win 50 plus one in the Senate, 50 plus the vice president, we can overturn the 60-vote rule.
The filibuster,
and pass it with a 51-vote margin. And that's what we need to do.
And she's talking about her greatest pastime, abortion, which is the cornerstone of most Democrats these days. And Ed Wokeness is saying Democrats are going to deal with it away anyway, get smart GOP, which they won't, because, well, I'd argue most of the GOP are just rhinos. They're not actually Republicans. They're Republicans in name only, which... If you follow me on the YouTube and you see my post, I can't usually spell properly. But nevertheless, I usually attempt to make the point. And got about a million views and 45,000 likes. This is again the cliche thing Republicans say for decades. Like, oh, we can't do something because then Democrats will do it. And then time and time again, Democrats do that bad thing and even worse. So I don't know. I kind of think it's a coward's way out in terms of Republicans abdicating from their responsibility or being worried about breaking norms. Again, Democrats jailed and imprisoned their opponents last presidential election. And even, well, you debate in terms of conspiracy theory, had them try to have them assassinated. We'll see if we ever get to the bottom of those assassination attempts, which, interestingly enough, only seem to happen on one side of the political aisle. But yeah, we'll see what happens in terms of Republicans. Will Democrats do this? Again, they've been in positions where they could in the past. They did not. But again, I wouldn't trust most politicians as far as I could throw them. Now, one of the first comments comes to us thanks to based electrician, who says, quote, Republicans choosing not to abolish the filibuster. Getting 48 likes. All Zupa says, quote, Democrats are lacking at Republicans for refusing to nuke the filibuster. Getting 105 likes. Heather Eagleman says, quote, I believe her. Russell says, I agree with you on many things, but getting rid of the filibuster does not really solve the problem. If you get rid of it, as soon as the Democrats take over the Senate, they can undo everything. They can also pack the courts. They can truly destroy democracy. Getting 50 likes. And Wokeness responded saying, quote, hate to break it to you, but they plan on doing it regardless. Getting 337 likes. I mean, again, they put the political opponents in jail. I mean, rewrote laws to go after Trump. I mean, I don't know how much more evil they can get. Dubstep Deplorable says, terminate the filibuster now, you good-for-nothing rhinos. This is a picture of a rhino looking in the mirror. It says, quote, you get out there and waste another majority, getting 45 likes. Yep, that's actually a good metaphor for the whole GOP. You know me, I was about to say American, also Texan. Obviously a fan of the Second Amendment. It's been almost 100 years of tyranny with the NFA Act of 1934, which, as the title would entail, was passed, I guess, in 1934. Which makes it more of a pain in the ass to buy things like short-barrel rifles, short-barrel shotguns, suppressors, destructive devices, machine guns, what have you. Again, Republicans have had majorities multiple times where they got the White House, the Senate, House of Representatives. And again, Trump's barely passed any bills this time around. They could have done a lot. Now, so close to the midterms, they're even more cowards than usual, which is saying something. So yeah, will they actually do anything? I'm very, very, very skeptical. That got 46 likes. We also have Junita Broderick saying, quote, worthless bunch of rhinos, getting 1,000 likes. EFIL says, they kill the rules. The second, it benefits them, getting 18 likes. Mitch says, exactly, Republicans are a disappointment, getting 25 likes. Ocean Wave says, 51 votes would change everything. What happens next, getting 4 likes. Eaton Hobby says, Pelosi would have already done it, grow a spine, Thune McConnell 2.0, or get primaried and filibuster today, getting 15 likes. David Bryden says, agree the Democrats have already gone nuclear and they don't have control. Imagine what they'll do once they do. Getting 9 likes. Vladdy says, get smart in GOP. Senate doesn't fit in the same sentence. Getting 7 likes. Andre McElbaum says, they'll definitely do it anyway. Given the chance, we must never let them have the chance. Getting 12 likes. Downtown Ferry says, the GOP does not want to win. They never do. Getting 22 likes. Yeah. Dr. Gary Dugler has a picture of a gal holding a spine talking to politicians. She goes, I think you dropped this, getting 12 likes. Mega Julian says, Democrats plan to nuke the filibuster anyway. GOP better grow a spine before it's too late. Weakness invites destruction, getting 3 likes. A couple AI generated pictures of Kamala Harris drinking vodka and Nancy Pelosi drinking vodka, looking especially inebriated. Bert says, believe the Democrats when they say they will get rid of the filibuster. They cannot risk ever losing control again, getting 11 likes. Midnight Run says, both sides are run by the same outside country. What the F does any vote count for anymore? Getting 10 likes. So we'll see what happens, but yeah, I'm a little skeptical. Let me know your thoughts, because as always, be fascinated to hear what you have to say. Now going over to the business blunder of the day, forward with yet another recall, this time because, whoops, displays are upside down. This sponsor is thanks to Kelly Blue Book, specifically D. Steele, who's right over there. He says, quote, Ford issues recall for inverted infotainment display. Oh, I'm sorry, I should give you a visual disclaimer. You have to see a Ford vehicle, which, let's be honest, unless it's a Mustang, they all look terrible. This is the Ford Escape, which is how silly people like me call the Ford Escape. Now, he says, quote, in a report to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Ford says the sync screen image on this center display is flipped or inverted after the ignition cycle. According to the recall report, the hardware conflict may cause display buttons, camera guidelines, and the rearview camera image to be flipped upside down. The situation can temporarily be resolved by turning out turning the vehicle off and on again. Ford is not aware of any accidents or injuries related to the recall thus far. Software Remedy is under development and will be installed by Ford dealerships, with notifications being mailed to owners on April 7th, 2026, or beginning then. Or just watch the show where we cover the recalls months or weeks in advance. They say, while automakers do their best to notify every vehicle owner affected by the recall, they might not reach everyone. They say you can call NHTSA to check your car out. Drives you high school where you just, you know, mess with the teachers by flipping the display on the computer, control alt arrow key. One of my teachers actually flipped the monitor upside down, the old tube one, because they didn't figure out how to flip it themselves, which is kind of cool, of course. And this is, well, not surprising because, well, it's Ford. Again, had, 152 recalls in 2025 alone. So, not surprised that there's even more this year. Now, thankfully, again, it's not a detrimental thing. No one's passed away. It's not related to the engine transmission. So, again, it's not as bad as their other recalls. But if you have a simple software issue that shouldn't exist to begin with, gotta say, Ford, you are certainly the business blunder of the day. Thank you, everyone, for taking the time to tune in today. Again, try to get 6,000 subscribers by the end of the month, so click that button, greatly appreciate it. Also, give me a thumbs up, thumbs down, or comment. It's a great way to give me some additional feedback. Let me know that I can make the show better and better. Lastly, don't forget to take time to tell your family, tell your friends, tell your coworkers, heck, tell your enemies, everyone, just stay safe, fight the good fight.